What says traditional, classic, timeless dessert more than a chocolate chip cookie?
Probably if I created a top 10 bites of Lake Charles that you need to eat before you leave, it's on the list. And I'm not a dessert guy, but I'm very much a bread pudding guy. Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're here to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, giving you all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
You know, I knew you were going to say that.
How'd you know?
I'm just good that way. Episode 65, Satisfying Your Sweet Tooth. And we're not talking about that Netflix show or Sweet Tooth, the clown from the Twisted Metal games. We're talking
those are some niche references.
Sweet Tooth.
Your figurative sweet tooth. I love this episode. Yes. This is my favorite episode ever.
A very delicious one.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So we kind of have a little bit of a game between each other that we're going to play a little bit later. But before we do that, let's have, in a way, a little bit of a sweet tooth as well with our On the Eats. The spot I'm talking about is the bakery.
I love the bakery. First of all, it's so cute. Like, it's that Instagram picture perfect spot. It's so beautiful. It's so well decorated. It just kind of transports you a little bit.
For sure.
And it's not all about the look of the restaurant, right? Because not only is it so, I mean, the detail in this place, from the tile they've chosen to the light fixtures to the, you know, the bar stools, everything in there makes so much sense. But when the beauty of a restaurant can be reflected in the food, when it matches,
That's a good point.
How pretty the restaurant is, because the food could be terrible,
right?
but not here.
Sure,
the bakery knows how to perfectly elevate the space that they're in, and then bring you the same elevation on their food, and it's so good. Everything on the menu.
And believe it or not, they're nearing 10 years.
That's crazy, because I remember when they opened.
And they still feel so new. And I think that really speaks to the ever-evolving menu, if you will, how it's constantly improving, because as she learns a new way to do something.
Sure.
Or learns a new way to do this pastry, or learns a new pastry, right? Or a new baked good in some way. I know I'm probably butchering some of the terminologies in terms of, it's not all pastries, right? But I think you understand
patisserie.
What I'm saying.
I don't know. I've watched Great British Baking Show.
You should be nailing this.
So I think I know everything, but I don't.
And look, it's really the brainchild of Rebecca Hoffpower. She is the owner, and obviously where the name The Bakery comes from. High quality, from scratch treats, community favorites, lunches. And she has been trained by Parisian bakers and chefs. And in fact, she told me that she often gets one to come down to kind of help make sure that she's still living up to the standard that she's trying to reach.
Yeah.
And he kind of helps grade and train her further and make sure that she's being held to the standard that she wants to be.
Yes, for sure. And if you look at the things that she's cooking, everything there, not just the sweets. I know we're kind of talking about sweets in this podcast a lot, but not just the sweets, everything there, the savory items too. Just so much care and attention goes into it. The amount of flavor that she can pack into, you know, a quiche or, you know, a cinnamon roll. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yep.
Just really, really good.
Yeah. Things like biscuits, quiche, like you said, cinnamon rolls, cruffins, which are muffin shaped croissants. That's apparently one of her favorites. And then obviously, like you said, you get some sandwiches and soups and a few other lunch items as well. And as you mentioned, look, it's a Parisian feel, like a Parisian cafe, bakery. And so I promise you, you can't leave anything else but impressed when you walk in through the
doors.
Very
much so.
It's awesome. Let's talk about what we had.
Okay. So I got the harvest quiche, and this is the first time I've ever ordered this. I often get a big slice of the quiche, and they're huge slices, right? But this is the first time I got this kind. It's got butternut squash in it, kale, ricotta, gruyere. It was so different than anything I've had before. I didn't really know what to expect. Weirdly, for a quiche that's made out of, you know, eggs, it doesn't have as eggy flavor. So if you're not just into, you know, a giant omelet or just a big egg that's not what this tastes like. The squash has that little bit of sweetness in it. The kale adds really nice texture. Ricotta cheese is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So just, you can't go wrong with it. It's so different than your average quiche, which don't discount that there either. They have a sausage, one made with sausage and bacon and, mm-hmm. oh man, that's good stuff. But it's just, it's extremely rich. It's full of flavor and it's unlike anything I've had before.
I went with something kind of a rotational item, the soup du jour, which, as Lloyd Christmas found out, is the soup of the day.
Yes,
so it sounds delicious.
Thank you, Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, crawfish corn bisque is what the flavor was that day, and it was really good. And obviously, it tasted fresh. I have no other way to say it than that. So there was a little bit of a crunch in every bite because the corn and crawfish, I believe, were ran through like a food processor, at least chopped fine and thin. So because of that, you didn't have just, oh, here's a chunk of crawfish in this bite. It was spread out through every bite of the soup. And it had a nice spice level to it. You could tell that it had a nice sheen of butter on the top. So it was very rich in the right way. And just overall, it was an awesome, awesome bisque and very filling for being a soup. By the time I got done, I was like, you know, I'm kind of stuffed between that and the next dessert.
The next dessert.
Yes.
It's cinnamon roll bread pudding.
Cinnamon roll. Bread pudding. So, which means they've obviously taken their renowned cinnamon rolls, let them go stale, and then turned them into a second dessert that could be even better than the first, bread pudding. And it was so, so good. Obviously, the icing and the cinnamon flavors hit you so hard, but it comes with the consistency of a bread pudding. So it's nice and soft and chewy. It was not overly sweet, despite it being formerly a cinnamon roll, but it was so filling. I couldn't eat the whole thing. I ate about half of it, and that was enough. Between that and the soup, I was stuffed, and I usually have a very large appetite.
Usually. that was a lot of food, though. I mean, and the big chunk of the hunk of a cinnamon roll,
yes.
Bread pudding, that's another thing, too, is like the texture of it. Right? Like it was like thick. It's mm-hmm. just, it was so filling.
Yep.
That, I don't know, like a little bit goes a really long way with it.
And I think that's kind of across the board with just about every item on the menu.
Sure.
A little bit goes a long way. Mm-hmm. You go there, I would get four or five things between three or four people.
But exactly. And that's a fun thing to do, I think, especially at this place. It's like if you're going to get something, grab a knife, cut it in half, and let everybody share.
Yeah.
Because I've done that before too. Like at work, we'll order, you know, sandwiches, right, from the bakery, and we all kind of look at each other and go, and you wonder, maybe I should have ordered that. And so just cut them all up, eat it among the group. You really can't go wrong with anything on the menu. And this place, I mean, I know we've talked about how cute it is, but just in a great part of town, like a newly built section of town. Right off of Salier Street, off of Shell Beach Drive, right there by the lake. Really cute and easy to get to from either interstate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say the one item that I didn't get this time that I've gotten before that is just exquisite is the strawberry, I believe it's cream cheese pastry is what it is. And it's fresh cut strawberries and it's a cream cheese kind of Danish pastry. And it's just right there on top. And it is incredible. Highly, highly suggest finding your way over there to the bakery because the experience, the food, everything will be 100% worth it. Now let's get to the conversation of the day, and it's a little bit different than normal. We don't have an interview this time because I really wanted to highlight some of the best places to satisfy your sweet tooth here in Lake Charles. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is it's kind of a bit of a mission to uncover the best places for those sugar cravings, from classic indulgences to maybe some hidden gems that you haven't discovered yet. And so Jillian and I will take you on a tour of some of our favorite spots. And I've added some categories to kind of narrow our focus to make it a little bit more interesting, almost kind of gamified, if you will. So we'll each choose a local purveyor of sugar delight to fit that bill. And the categories are warm and cozy, classic indulgences, and local flavor.
Who's going to pick the better ones? me.
Press like if you think that, or retweet. Make sure to like and subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, all that subscribe. Stuff that they like to push down your throat. All right, let's get started. I will allow you to go first.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Yes, yes.
I feel like that's cheating. All right. I feel like you want me to go
what
first.
What topic would you like to start with?
Oh, I don't know. I get to pick?
Sure. That's what going first means. This just in, local woman figures out what going first means.
Stop it. Okay, we'll go down the order, in this order.
Sure.
Okay. First up is the warm and cozy.
All right. So this will highlight desserts that provide comfort and warmth. Some qualifiers are it needs to be warm, comforting, baked, spiced, nostalgic. It obviously doesn't need to be baked, but that's you understand where we're at. So with those in mind, what is your choice?
I'm going to go to Tia Juanita's get the tres leche French toast.
Oh, yes. We featured that earlier on the podcast in a previous episode. And yeah, there's a good reason for that.
Yes. Let me explain why.
Okay.
French toast drizzled like a big chunk of a French baguette, right? Mm-hmm. This is a huge slice cut on the bias, if you will. French toast drizzled with a cinnamon cream anglaise, served with dulce ice cream, topped with toasted almonds.
But wait, we're not done.
But like, how can you get any better than that?
I do not.
And it's warm. And yeah, it's got some ice cream because like that balance of like the warm and the cold is so perfect. But like, it's cozy. It's a hug. It is a cinnamon caramel hug.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best thing at the end of the day. And you're like, I need that. That is what I want. A big hug from a dessert.
And it's part of their brunch menu. So it's something you have to be here for a specific time. So it's not a regular dessert on their menu.
No, but it's worth scheduling.
Yeah.
It is worth a scheduled meal.
I was shocked at how good it was. Yeah. Not that I didn't think it was going to be good, but anytime something kind of transcends just how good it is, that it's like, oh, this is better than what I thought this was going to be.
I knew
it was going to be great.
Sure.
But this is better than great.
No, people have like explained it and said, oh, no, this is really good. You should try it.
Yeah.
But when you get it, you're like, oh.
Yeah. It was really something. That's a good first choice.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little
bit. You're welcome.
We talked about it previously in episode 44 of the podcast with the Gumbo Gators, which getting ready for their second annual season. Excited about
Almost
that.
Almost been a year then.
That's right. So my choice, if you know me,
I know
this will
exactly
be very easy,
say.
And you guessed it earlier, and it doesn't surprise me. So she doesn't know all of my picks, but she did guess this earlier. I didn't tell her. My warm and cozy dessert is Paul's Rib Shack's blackberry rum sauce bread pudding.
I mean, obviously.
It's my favorite. Probably if I created a top 10 bites of Lake Charles that you need to eat before you leave, mm-hmm. It's on the list.
Yeah.
And I'm not a dessert guy.
Sure.
But I'm very much a bread pudding
and
guy.
And every time we go to an open air festival here in Lake Charles, so like whether we're at like Rouge et Blanc or mm-hmm. Food and Wine Festival or something like that, Brady's like, let me stop by the Paul's Rib Shack tent because I got to get some, you know, bread pudding. As if like he hasn't tried it, tasted it.
I just want to make sure it's still living up to the quality that it always 100% lives up to and has never not lived up to
it. It's really good.
It's so light. It's rich, fluffy. It has so much flavor. And the blackberry sauce there, that's kind of the drizzle on top. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the nice sweetness that a fruit sweetness that it kind of needed.
It's sharp. It's like a sharp, tart taste.
And it's the perfect bread pudding. There's nothing about the bread pudding that doesn't fit. Like it's rich enough. It's sweet enough. It's got that cinnamon flavor to it. It's got the perfect consistency and texture, and it's just amazing. I've never had it with a scoop of ice cream, but it would probably send me.
But it doesn't need it.
It might knock me out of the park if it did. It doesn't. I 100% agree.
The worst thing about Paul's Rib Shack's bread pudding is that there's a bottom to the bowl.
Or that you may not have enough room by the time you get to it because.
Well, that's true.
Right, because the meals are very large.
Depending
and very
on what
good
barbecue
too.
You're filling up on, that's,
sure.
That's true too.
Man, but easily my choice one for warm and cozy.
Okay, good stuff. All right, let's move on to classic indulgences. These are going to be those familiar flavors, that timeless appeal, the traditional desserts.
Okay.
Familiar to all, you go first.
So I love ice cream. I know I'm going out on a limb there. No one else in this world loves ice cream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, you're so unique.
And so for a really classic indulgent, I think of, I was trying to figure out where I kind of wanted to go here. And I said, you know what? Let's not make it overly complicated. Ice cream. So Dairy Barn's milkshakes are incredible, especially the one that I've had recently, which was the eggnog milkshake. I love eggnog, and it was the perfect eggnog milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a place, you know, if you're getting something from a place called Dairy
and
Barn.
And they've got dozens of flavors, you know, classic strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, to all the other Bluebell ice cream flavors that they use. And they even have seasonal favorites and stuff like that, too. So eggnog milkshake was my most recent one from there, but I love a good milkshake, and theirs is thick and it's perfect. They've got different toppings if you want to customize it as well, if you're really feeling bold or adventurous, or if you just like a good plain ice cream milkshake, they've got you covered, as well as other stuff there on the menu. But that's really my favorite local one in town. And there's a couple other places that make great milkshakes as well locally that I think hit that same level, especially even downtown soon. Cotton's is looking to expand and have kind of a classic ice cream parlor feel too.
Yeah,
so that's going to be
side.
Fun for sure. But I know Dairy Barn, we've all obviously had them on the podcast a few episodes ago, episode 57. They were on V Eats if you want to hear a little bit more about them there. But so good and so perfect, so awesome. And yeah, it was that one's my good one. I also want to mention though, Paul's Rib Shack. We featured them episode 26 if you want to hear a little bit about their food as well. Catherine Shea Duncan helped me on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So classic indulgences.
Yes.
What says traditional, classic, timeless dessert more than a chocolate chip cookie?
Oh, yes. Okay.
From specifically Twanies.
So
Twanies, terrific.
That's kind of
treats.
Cheating.
That's not cheating.
Because
you know what?
That is flipping the classic on its head a little bit, too.
That is taking a classic chocolate chip cookie and elevating it to what it should be.
Indulgent.
It's packing it with chocolate chips and raising the bar.
It's like five chocolate chip cookies into one, though.
You know what? Twani knows the way to a girl's
heart. You're eating a half dozen of chocolate chip cookies.
I'm just saying,
with one cookie.
There is nothing better.
It's indulgent.
They're
for sure.
So good. They're so good. And somehow, what are they, always warm? I don't understand the science behind it, but I swear that Twani's chocolate chip cookies have been sitting out on the counter at work for like an hour before, and I crack one open and somehow the chocolate inside's still all ooey and gooey. How is that even possible? It's so good.
It's
and
magic.
Twani can't do anything wrong, right? So like his flavors to me in all of their cookies there. So they have, of course, a signature chocolate chip, cookies and cream. They've got like a birthday cake, a white chocolate chip, sugar cookie, your peanut butter chocolate chip, your like a brookie type, you know, the brownie cookie mix. And then of course he does like seasonal flavors. So like his king cake cookie. Also, his cheesecake. I'm just giving another shout out for something traditional there.
His cheesecake has become very, very popular.
Cheesecake
locally.
And all the different flavors it comes in are so
and their king cake
good. But I just had to go for classic indulgences. Ace the chocolate chip cookie, the absolute king of chocolate chip cookies.
I would call everything they do there indulgent. Like right, like you're feeding your inner child when you
go
there.
Oh yeah.
You know, it kind of makes you. It's a kid in a candy store type of feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? With everything they make,
yeah.
And Twani has done a great job. Antoine,
great story too of mm-hmm. how he started just in his own kitchen whipping things up and trying to start a business to
the American dream.
Like really, and to what he's doing now, and he's just kind of like a household name in this area of like this is the place to go. They do they do cookie cakes for parties and things like that. So it's just is awesome.
Haven't done them on V Eats yet. Still waiting for that perfect intersection. But obviously, we've plugged them here on the show a few times. And once again, very deserving of that. All right. Our last little qualifier here is local flavor. So we're looking for things that showcase unique flavors and or ingredients of Southwest Louisiana. So some of the qualifiers may be local source ingredients, regional specialties, some unique flavors. A lot of different choices here, and I had to stop myself from just choosing another style of bread pudding Because honestly, I should have just chose a bread pudding for each three, because that is my favorite dessert. As I've gotten older, I've really leaned towards bread pudding, but I tried to be different and kind of think of some things that I really do enjoy. But as you go, snake style, it's your choice.
Okay. I had a really hard time deciding between two things here. So
what?
Go ahead.
You know what?
What?
Just go 1A, 1B. It's okay.
Can I go 1A, 1B?
Sure. I'll let you this time.
Okay. Biscuits and jams.
Okay.
Banana nut pancake. It's not a dessert, if you will.
Sure. And that it's That's on not the, a brunch and a breakfast
it's
item
It's not
you've chosen.
A dessert menu item.
Of course.
But it's for dessert, okay. Right?
Sure. I could see that.
It is delicious. It literally comes, so it's a pancake, right? It's got powdered sugar on it and everything else you can think of, like butter, and it's just all the good stuff. But like on the side, they've got this melted down, it's almost like you put a praline in the microwave. Like it's this caramelized sugar, nuts, banana on top of it. It just, it's a concoction. I'm making a hand gesture that no one can see. It's like a volcano of sweet and yummy.
A volcano of delicious pancake
goodness.
Flavor. Episode 36 of the podcast, we did do biscuits and jam. So it'd be an interesting contrast into what we got there. Although we may have gotten it there as well. I know I had the shrimp and grits.
I want to say we got a pancake for dessert. But I can't remember if for the podcast we got
for dessert.
This one. For dessert. I don't know if we got this one and we talked about it on the podcast, but I've had it and it's delicious. It's very good. And I don't even like bananas.
So that tells you how good it is.
I don't even like eat fruit on a regular basis because I'm a weirdo. But that is really, really good.
So what's 1B?
Okay. Maybe it's a cop out, but we live in Southwest Louisiana. And I find it unfair to go through this whole list of yummy desserts and not talk about a king cake.
Okay, sure. I didn't include any king cakes only because
that's
it's
why
very
I'm
specific
throwing
timing,
it under
but that's fair.
Local flavor and
sure.
Delicious donuts, king cake.
Very good.
So many flavors there. But personally, a cream cheese filled king cake is just where it's at.
I agree. I mean, I mean,
they do everything there, right? They do like boudin cake and like their jalapeno cheese.
And look, this isn't a cop out. I truly mean it. Just about any king cake that you can order here from just about any place that you find will fit the bill of what you want and it will taste amazing. If you're in here, if you're coming here at the end of November to like April, if you're here during those months, get a king cake.
Yeah.
If you've never had one before, especially.
But also, let's say you're not from here, right? Guess what Delicious Donuts can do for you? They ship. You can order a king cake.
Oh.
I think it's like 1 to 2 day shipping. I may have made that up.
I mean, what? Have to
order Delicious Donuts Prime and and get your hands on one.
That's the real big back special when you're overnighting king cakes.
When you're overnighting king cakes. I'm just saying it's really good. Well, and
very worth it.
No one should miss out.
Those are
on
great.
It.
And king cakes are awesome. I mean, so indulgent, but you know, as a Louisiana boy and a Louisiana girl, that it's kind of part of you in a way, right?
Sure. Like, yeah. So it's home.
It feels right. My choice. Mm-hmm. So I had to, same thing. I had to think real hard. And, you know, I was looking at like anything with like pecans and kind of like a praline flavored like bread puddings, which, for example, the Max in Westlake has a really good kind of Louisiana Southern style bread pudding that has that praline flavor to it. And so I thought of those and then I said, you know what? Once again, let's not overcomplicate things.
Don't overthink it.
Right. Beignets. Beignets, right? It's not as much a Lake Charles thing as it is kind of a New Orleans thing that has become a Louisiana thing, but beignets still are a real Louisiana staple if you kind of think of it in that way. And we've got two places that I think do them really, really well, and we've got a few others. I just know for a fact, because I've had both very recently, and both are delicious, Coffee 30 and Peugeot Street.
Yeah.
Both do beignets exceptional. I'm talking like... I like a good firm pillow to sleep on at night.
Same with that's and, how you and like my your beignets.
I want them to be firm. I like a nice plush firm, and they are. Like you mm-hmm. can squeeze them a little bit, and then they retain shape again.
Yeah,
so that tells you how perfectly pillowy
they're buoyant.
The dough is yes, and there's just enough powdered sugar on top. You don't want too much. You don't want it to look like an avalanche.
Sure,
but you also I don't want to see too much brown on top either. There's that perfect in between, and they know it.
Yeah.
Both of them know it, and it's...
And the thing about beignets that I like so much, so obviously, like, I'm eating a beignet with coffee, like, right. while I'm drinking coffee, right?
Which, by the way, if you don't know what a beignet is, if you've lived under a rock your whole
sure.
life, it's essentially, think of, I'm using some terms that maybe you know, like a biscuit that's a little more doughy than a biscuit, so it's soft and pillowy.
It's a pistolette.
But once again,
but I guess if you don't know a beignet, you probably don't know what that is
right.
either. Never
so
mind.
So think of it like a big fluffy croissant style biscuit, almost like it. It's got it's very fluffy, and it has a nice.
It's got a donut hole type
sure.
texture.
It's not as soft as a donut. It's a little
it
more pillowy.
It is its own thing.
It is.
It is hard to describe.
And then it has a nice coating, typically, of powdered sugar on the top. So it's very simple, but it really goes a long way. It's essentially like a lot of the same flavors of a donut.
Sure. What I like about a beignet is that while the powdered sugar is obviously super sweet, right, the beignet itself lends itself to any kind of flavor that you want.
Sure.
So like the pastry itself.
Like a biscuit.
Like a biscuit. Even has kind of like a hint of salt kind of flavor to it, right? So it's like it's got a little bit of everything. It can lend itself to be sweet or savory. Obviously, around here, they're served with powdered
sugar.
Should
we normalize beignets as like the bread without powdered sugar and like, you know, you dip your beignet into like a crawfish etouffee?
Well, they do. They're called pistolettes. And
yeah,
that's
but
a thing.
Specifically.
You want one covered in powdered sugar
no,
dipped
no.
into your etouffee.
No, I want the same consistency because a pistolette is a little typically airier. Than what the more pillowy, if you will.
Okay.
Beignet. But both Coffee 30 and Puzo Streets are very, very close to one another. They both nail that. And it's the little bit of sweetness. And it's something you'll kind of remember because it's one of those super simple dishes that capture your attention, which to me in the culinary world has to be the best food items are the really simple ones that you remember because of how good they are for being so simple.
That's good stuff.
So that was fun, right?
That was fun. And I didn't feel like it was a competition because...
And look...
In this conversation about how to satisfy your sweet tooth, we all win.
There's no losers here, for sure. And so if you did like this style of episode, let us know because we certainly can mix these in a little bit more. There's
sure.
a ton of topics that we can do in our very food-centric and food-focused Southwest Louisiana culture that Louisiana has that is so special and so endearing. And we know that when you come down, you kind of live in it for the few days that you're here. Or if you do live here, then what you live in 365 days of the year. And it's so awesome and it's so Louisiana. And so if you do like it, shoot us a comment, shoot us an email, find a way to contact us and let us know. Yeah, this was good. We liked it. So, what do you say about wrapping up this thing?
Thanks for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Set two.